to episode 46 of the Still Spinning Podcast. I am Dan, she is Nicole, and want to remind you at the end of this podcast, our last story today, I am going to, now for those of you who are watching the podcast, you are lucky because I have a fantastic video that I'm going to play for you at the end of this podcast.
It is a video, I'll give you that.
It is a great video, and there's good audio that goes along with it, too. Ugh. So if you're just listening to the podcast, you're fine. You'll hear some good audio, too, but the video is a thing. Let's see here. Right off the bat, Carla. So I was getting ready to say, let's do our comment contest. First comment, and that's going to go to Carla. So Carla, very well, welcome. Thank you. We are a bright light to this rainy, gloomy day in Missouri.
Hmm.
Yes.
Very We're nice. Bright lights. Big city, baby.
Yeah. And Paul says, let's get to spinning. Yes, we will do that. Hey, reminder, everybody, if you, in case you're interested, go to our website, stillspinningpodcast.com. You can be a supporter. I just sent out yesterday, or I guess they would have went out today, all of the, I sent out some gifts to all of our supporters.
Oh my God, I'd totally forgotten about those.
Yeah, me too. but I was driving back home from being home this weekend, and I remembered in my head because they have to get them by April 6th.
Oh, that's true. There's a hint for you.
Yeah, that's a big hint as to what everybody has on their way. So all of the Still Spinning Podcast supporters are spinners, if you will. They have a little gift coming, and that will be on the way shortly. Well, it'll be out today. So however long it takes to get from Wisconsin to you, that's how long it's going to be. But it will be there by April 6th, and that is the important thing.
Yes. All important right. Dates in the free gift calendar.
I was going to do a comment contest, too. So I was going to say the first person to comment wins a prize. And I was going to send him this.
Oh.
Ooh, shiny.
Ooh, sparkly. Yeah. Is that a sticker or a button?
It's a sticker.
Oh.
It's a glitter sticker.
We don't have a glitter sticker.
You don't?
I do not.
I could replace
that. So you got to replace that one with the glitter one. I have the old school.
Yeah. Well, matter. I will get you a... Well, actually, the reason it didn't matter is I was about to say, because the person who won the comment contest also has
Got
one of those
one
on the way.
Yeah,
they're coming in the envelope that because I needed to because they're big envelopes, and so I had to.
You gotta fill them up.
I had to put other stuff in there too. So there
I hear
we go.
You.
Okay. All right.
All How's right. That? I'm glad you're taking care of.
Looks good. How are you feeling?
Putting your new
Nicole?
Sticker on.
How you doing?
Oh man, you know what? There was a tough moment right before we started today. Oh, Lord.
Why is that?
So my lovely husband was making something to eat while I was getting ready to come downstairs here.
Yeah.
And it was a fish stew. Now, I don't mind fish.
Wait, what?
It's a fish stew. It's sort of like clam chowder, but with a bunch of different kinds of seafood. And I don't hate fish by any stretch of the imagination, but this had a particular aroma that I was not a fan of. Well, then he decided to make a really lovely, heartfelt statement to me about 2 inches from my face. And I was like, God, I can't. And I couldn't look him in the eye because of the smell.
That is terrible.
From his mouth hole was so awful. It was bad. It was really bad.
Was it an actual nice statement or was it?
No,
just...
it actually was a very lovely statement. Oh. A very nice, lovely statement. But it just came out with that. And I was
There's the people who don't, it's like the people who don't smoke. I would say, I don't like fish. I don't like the smell of fish. I gag at the smell of fish. When I feed my cat, I have to do, I got to do this.
Unless you're feeding your cat actual tuna, cat food. Fish is particularly disgusting.
Yeah. It's terrible. So I have to like, I can't give, but even like if we go out, like we don't go out to eat on Friday night very much because of fish fries. I get that.
Really?
I can actually, it depends on the day, but usually I can smell the fried more than I can smell the fish. But still,
sure.
I can, once people around me start eating it and the fish aroma comes up in the air, I just get, I can't stand the smell of it.
You know, that's what gave Paul food poisoning in Scotland.
Well,
it's fried fish.
That makes perfect sense. Of course, fish did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what I'm saying is it's like cigarette smoke. If you don't smoke, you can smell cigarette smoke from, like, I could smell if there's somebody smoking two cars in front of me driving down the road, right?
Oh, wow.
Like, if you have your window down, you can, you, like, oh, somebody's smelling. Or
you got a real
smoking.
Sensitive snout there, buddy.
But I'm telling you, that's so, like, I had, I worked with somebody once, and she made, I think it was clam chowder. She nuked it in the it in the microwave to warm it up.
No.
That is a foul. That's the best part of the work from home thing, is that you never have to deal with anybody else's terrible food in the microwave.
Just your significant other, whoever you live with. Yeah, you should not be, and most workplaces do have at least an unwritten rule, if not an actual rule, no heating up fish in the work microwave, because that is a very polarizing odor.
My wife would love smoked salmon. I don't eat salmon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I won't put it in any of my smokers. I have a couple different smokers out there. I'm like, you want smoked salmon? I'll smoke it, but you got to go buy a smoker, because it's not going in
but
my smoker.
But salmon doesn't really have, like...
If you don't, yes, it will smell up the entire smoker. So everything I make from that point on, I will still smell that stupid salmon.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'd buy you a little smoker.
Let's see. You are not allowed to heat fish in the work microwave. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says, yeah, 100% right. I think we all understand that. Yeah, it was clam chowder. It was terrible too.
Yeah, so. Clam chowder is a particular aroma. Particularly bad.
All right, let's get going here.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hey, are we bothering you?
Yeah, sorry. I forgot that I had the first one. So wedding season is upon us,
yes. Everyone.
That means the invitations are rolling in. The brides and the grooms, they've got deadlines, y'all. Like, if you've ever planned even just a big party or a wedding, you know that there are certain dates that you have to hit in order to get meet all the requirements from your vendors, right? Like, you got to deposit by this amount. You got to do whatever. Catering is a huge piece of that, particularly for weddings. Catering, you have to have your numbers in. And so when you're given an RSVP date, first of all, it's so rude to not respond to an RSVP. I had tried to be the first person to respond to RSVPs. Like, that's always my goal. Like, I want to be the very first person to do it. And now it's gotten so much easier, because now usually there's just a website listed
QR
on the invitation.
Code or something, and
just go right to that. You see all the information and you click it and you go.
Right.
Okay. Well, a couple is under fire because they decided to, and I think this was actually their wedding planner's idea, for everyone who missed the date, they got sent a separate postcard. So you know how you get like a save the date, you usually get like a postcard.
Right,
so they got this postcard. Missed RSVP. We're sorry you can't make it to our wedding. Our RSVP deadline has passed and you unfortunately did not respond. We would have loved to have you attend, but final numbers have now been turned in and your presence will be missed. Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think this is 100% within your right as the host to uninvite someone who doesn't follow simple freaking directions. And people are all up in arms. My favorite comment was, is it who we have turned into as humans? Sad. I hope my life never prioritizes a calendar over love and friendship. Guess what, bitch?
You had a
fucking date. You had the time that you were supposed... I'm sorry. I got a little excited about that. But, like, I feel
this may have hit a little close to home here.
Oh, my God. Nothing makes me more angry than just, like, just respond. You can go or you can't. If you don't know, you say no.
It is beyond... It is such a jerk. I think... doesn't everybody understand you have to turn in, like, final attendance numbers at some point to caterers, to the venue, for table layouts, for everything? And I don't think it is at all rude or something to send somebody and go, hey, because, you know, well, another thing, like, to send somebody a thing, go, hey, sorry, deadline's passed, don't show up. Is basically
Correct.
What this is telling you. Don't just
Correct.
Wander into our wedding because you know. But also, maybe somebody did send it and you didn't get it. And they could go, oh, wait, no, hold on. Like your first cousin could be like, no, I did send it. What? Wait. And then you could go, okay, well, we can amend this and make sure you're here.
Right.
Right? I mean, just that would stop those errors. But It is beyond a jerk move to not send back an RSVP, especially if you plan on going. If you don't, 100%. I've gotten RSVPs for weddings that I have not responded to.
You mean invitations?
Yeah, the thing to send with the RSVP card that would come and say, hey, send this back if you're coming. And I have not sent those back. I try to, but if I'm not going...
They put a stamp on it.
I know, I get that. But like, anyway, I've done that before. I try not to do that, but it has happened. But I would never show up to the wedding after doing that, right? Like that's...
Right.
And those people are the same people who will show up anyway and bring more people.
Correct. Yes. 100%. Oh, man. It really just chaps me. Like, this topic really gets me going because, one, it's rude to not respond. Two, it's rude to call or email and say, hey, can I bring an additional person? I know you invited me and a guest, but my brother really wants to come. That's freaking rude. And then when you show up, you didn't even bring your plus one. You showed up as one person when I okayed an additional person. Not that that actually happened, but it actually happened. Like, this stuff just makes me so mad. Like, it's so incredibly rude. Weddings are so expensive. People are paying... Even if you go to some, like, weddings are expensive.
Yeah.
At least $50 a head. And that is a very, like, I probably haven't been to a $50 a head wedding in a long time. You know what I mean? They are more than that. And just, like the audacity of, like, well, I just wanted to come and bring my kids. Well, my kids weren't on the invitation, so I just figured I could bring them. No, no. They weren't on the invitation for a reason.
Because there's no kids allowed. Like, people right. who do that, the people have to put on wedding, hey, this is not for kids, you know, don't bring kids. And then people will either do it or ask to do it, and it's just the rudeness
or
there.
Or get really
just,
offended.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't bring my child? No.
Then I can't go. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
You don't want to spend $30 on a babysitter? Okay, don't.
That's totally your prerogative. As the person who has been invited, you don't have to go to something you've been invited to. You can say no. There right. is a stamp on the envelope for you. It doesn't, it's not just for the yes people, Daniel, just saying. But like, it just makes me so angry. So I am all for this.
Yeah.
The only person I feel bad for is whoever's working the door at the wedding when the people who got uninvited show up.
Yeah, you're not here.
Be like, sorry.
You were spent this card. Remember you getting this in the mail? The one that said you can't be here? Yeah, you already got that.
And I mean, I think there's a percent, like you could probably Google it and it would tell you statistically the percentage of people who RSVP yes and then don't show up. But it's a good 5 to 10 people for sure. And you're paying for all that, you know? Yeah. It just makes me so mad.
Hey, when you do a buffet wedding, and like, how does that work though? Like, because they can't charge you per person.
They can, and they
but
do.
I know they do. But like, if you bring extra people,
I mean, still you food, could potentially right? run out of food if they bring extra people. Because I think they, you know, they have a guesstimate of what each person will consume.
Buffets are the best at weddings. I was at a 7-course meal with a I was at a wedding with a 7-course meal once.
Really? Like plated?
Plated. Official meal. Sorbet comes out so you can cleanse your palate. And then, there you go. So.
Okay. Somebody Googled for us what the statistic is.
Although there isn't a known average no-show rate for weddings, we've heard from other sources that you can anticipate 5 to 10% of guests who RSVP'd yes to not attending. That's an extra. That's extra jerky if you don't call, especially. If something comes up, whatever, it can happen. But you need to call and tell somebody that if you plan on not showing up. Gene says you bump your numbers.
For a buffet.
The buffet. Yeah, that's probably
you pad
right.
it. A little, although with the 5 to 10% that aren't going to show up, it probably evens out.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, although I have been also at a wedding where some of the sides were so delicious that they ran out before everybody got some.
Yeah,
it's a bummer to be at the back.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that is just rude. If two people are invited, then only two people show up. Don't ask for more. Don't RSVP for two and show up with one. Don't show up with three. It's not polite.
And if you get an uninvited RSVP card because you missed the RSVP date, just take it
understand it, that that's
you
what
did
happened.
It. Yes, you exactly. did not RSVP. You did not follow directions, and that is on you, my friend.
And may I add, if you're going to have a wedding, you should tell everybody it's a wedding. At least tell your good friends it's a wedding.
No,
don't send out an invite to a party. It's a birthday surprise birthday party. Surprise birthday party. And then actually make it a wedding.
Sorry.
So people.
That's different. That's very different. If I would, what would have been the rule then? If I would have told you, then I would have had to tell so-and-so.
No,
and then I would
you
have
could
to tell
just tell
so-and-so.
Me.
No, that's not how it works. It's not how it works.
All right. Well,
one of us might have had a surprise wedding and one of us didn't come.
Yes. Well, never mind. I'm not going to. Never mind. All right.
On we move.
Dan, move on. Don't say it. Sometimes jokes are just mean. Okay.
Oh, no. What? Like it wasn't my first one? That's fine.
I was going to say I've been to one of them. So.
Yeah. You did one of them.
That's right. Which you were like one of
my. You're 100% failure rate, my friend.
No. I am not. I am. I'm batting like 600. 700.
I don't know what that means.
I've done 5 weddings. And 2 of them are no longer together.
Hmm. So you're better than average, I guess.
Just barely.
Just barely.
Oh, by one tiny little one. That could still easily change anytime now. So.
Yeah, but I mean, statistically speaking, though.
Yes.
Like, that's about the success rate for marriages anyway.
Yep. Remember, everybody, at the end of this podcast... Greatest video of all, I'm not going to say greatest video of all time.
Disagree.
Fantastic video to share with you at the end of this podcast, especially if you like animals.
Oh, God, no.
It's great. So Chrysler is owned by a company called Stellantis.
Okay.
Thursday last week, they had 400 or so employees that were told to work from home that day because they're going back and forth on, you know, you can some days you can work from home.
Right,
some
days,
you know, they're still doing
that's
one of those.
That's pretty common. Yeah.
Yeah. So Stellantis told 400 people to stay home. They said we're holding important operational meetings that require specific attention and participation. That makes sense, right? Don't
sure.
be in the office. We need you to focus on what we're telling you. Well, the reason they needed you to focus on what they were telling you is because all 400 people in that meeting, fired.
Wow.
This is the evil side of work from home, right? Like, this is, wow.
Did they just have a big meeting and they're like, BTW, if you are on this call, you are fired?
Yeah, basically. They said, everybody on this call, we're
terminating
separating,
your position,
terminating your
blah,
employment, blah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah, contact
wow.
so-and-so for your, yeah, right. Well, if you're an employer, let's look at the positive and the negative here. The nice thing about having people work from home is that you don't have to, like, walk anybody out of the office HR-wise, right? You don't have to look at somebody in the face. Basically, that's terrible. You don't have to look at somebody in the face and tell them they're fired. You just go, all right, everybody, Zoom meeting. Goodbye. You're all fired. Yeah.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That is a whole new level. I thought the level, I worked at a place once where they fired, I don't know, I want to say it was between 12 and 20 people at the same time. And they did it in a conference room that was all glass. Like, so we could see them because the way our office was, it was like a main floor and then essentially a balcony all the way around the top that had conference rooms and offices and things. So that second floor of ours overlooked the first floor. Does that make sense?
Right.
And so they were all up in the second floor where everybody on the floor could see them. Like all of the employees could see them all in this room and we all knew what was happening. And they got fired.
How'd you all know what was happening?
You could just kind of tell from like the body language and what was going on. And then like people coming out and then coming to their desk. It was like pretty horrifying. And I thought that was the worst way to go. But I do think on a Zoom call with 399 other people while you're at home is probably worse. Because then what do you do? You've probably got stuff in your office. Now you have to go back in and get your stuff.
I saw that there are companies that don't let you keep stuff anymore. Everybody, like the whole buildings now are just like work from, you know, just like you don't have specific offices. You don't have specific, you just show up at like, you have your little workstation. So you bring your bags, set your stuff up and it's like, what do they call like the work?
Hoteling. They call it hoteling.
Yeah, but there's a, like, what's the company that was not Regis?
Oh, like WeWork?
WeWork, yeah. So like, I've heard it called WeWorking, where they don't, where they WeWork the office is what it's called. And so there's no like official desks. You just show up and grab a pod or grab a bean bag or whatever the hell they have where you work.
Man, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that, because when I worked in an office, like I had stuff all over. I had multiple monitors, my last jobs. And I would have like post-it reminders and things and like, you know, stuff all over to do my job, like reference materials and things like that. I can't imagine having to put that all in a bag or a box, take it with me, bring it back. What a pain in the butt.
You know, I've often thought, excuse me, as we've discussed, like my kids today don't have work ethic and they don't have, and I still think that's true, but it really is being chased out of them, isn't it? Like, they don't have work ethic because employers don't have employer ethic anymore. Like, it used to be you could work for a company and you were proud to work for that company. You wear the logo stuff, you know, you would tell everybody.
For sure.
I don't know that that exists anymore. There may be still a few companies around, but, excuse me, for the most part, I think people just go from job to job and don't care, right? Like they just, are you going to pay me more? Sure. I don't care about any equity I built up here because I don't have any, because I've had three different bosses in the past, you know, year and a half, because they keep getting fired. So as much as we want to make fun or chastise today's utes for, now granted, they want like a, you know, 4-bedroom penthouse apartment for their first job, which is stupid, right? They come out saddled with debt and can't afford anything and pay $3,000 a month in rent for an apartment downtown when they're making $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Bad. But I also get it, why nobody today cares about
right. Well, because their workplace. There isn't a lot from the employer side of building that relationship and building that community. You might have someone at your job, a boss or something that you are very loyal to, but I bet it doesn't translate all the way up the chain to the actual business, unless you work for a small business. I think that's a very different thing.
Yep.
But when we're talking about big corporate America, because the reality is they don't give a crap about you.
Yep.
If they can replace you cheaper or in some other way, that's part of this whole hoteling office thing, right? Like they don't care enough about you for you to want you to feel like this is where you should be.
Yep.
You know, and like make you feel at home and make you feel comfortable and that sort of thing. They're just like, just a body. Oh, you're gone. Like we're going to replace you. There's so much of that is just,
I've been fired from a job where my direct supervisor said, you know, oh, this is, you know, you've done everything we've asked. Are very sorry about this, you know, blah, blah. His supervisor, he was saying, oh man, it was so great working with you. Why? Blah, blah. His supervisor was saying, you know, hey, she was like, oh, we're really going to miss you. Like, why? You know, we wish this could have worked that day. Like the three and four people directly in charge of me loved working with me.
Yep.
But they don't have a choice. They're not the ones doing it. They're told this is gone, this is gone, this is gone.
Yeah.
Like there's no opportunity for them to go, yeah, but this guy works really good with, nope, just gone. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I get it.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. The people that know you the best that actually work with you don't get as much buy-in as the number cutter.
Yep.
You know?
Let's see. Information adjustment says beats having an all employee meeting in the lunchroom and telling everyone to go home. We're closed now.
Oh, boy.
Ew. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that does suck more.
Like you were saying, that's an odd situation. Then you got to walk by your other coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says you avoid any potential volatile situations. That's right. That's going to be their excuse for doing it. It's a complete jerk move, but that it will be their.
Well, manpower. How do you fire 400 people
at
the same time in person? Like you couldn't.
Right. You could get that done with once. No, the rumors don't get out. You know, it's like if you were on the call, you're fired. Everybody else, you're good. Don't worry about it for now.
Oh, man.
For now.
What a time.
All right.
Should we talk about something maybe more positive?
Sure. Do we have something more positive on the Still Spinning podcast?
I know. It seems weird. I'm sure we'll find a way to turn it dark or find the negative aspects of it.
Let's go. We can do it.
Okay. I came across this article talking about a new label for friendships. So, you know, you kind of have your like your circle of friends. You've got like your acquaintances, your frenemies, your best friends, that sort of thing. There's a new label being thrown around the TikToks, as you know, that's where we get all of our vernacular nowadays. And it's called the tenured friend. And this is a person who really has been there. You've been friends for a very, very long time. And maybe you have a fight or two every once in a while, but you always come back to the friendship. This is the person who, like, you would move across the country if they asked you to, or would pick up in the middle of the night at the airport if you would ask them to. So they're basically, I would consider them to be more of a familial relationship than just a friend.
They have the lifetime friendship membership, and it's there for, it's just not, it can't be revoked.
Exactly. And there were a couple of different like checklist items on how you know you've become a tenured friend. Number one, they always answer the phone, which I thought was kind of interesting because how many times does anyone call you on the phone ever?
Right, right.
But so, yeah, I get it. There are certain people, if they're calling me, I know that it's, I know I'm answering it. They pick
actually,
you up. Yeah.
I was going to say, I have a friend who, like, we never talk on the phone, we text each other, and I called him because I just needed something quick, and he's like, what are you doing, you psychopath, calling me, like, what is wrong with you, like, are you okay, like, do I need to come get you, like, it was that odd, right? So
because you just don't do it anymore. I still leave voicemails, and Paul just thinks that's like a ridiculous thing.
That is annoying as hell.
Because what do you mean it's annoying as hell?
Then I gotta go in and clear the voicemail. No, I don't. When do I leave you voicemails?
Oh, let me see if I still have it. I'm pretty sure you left me a voicemail recently. Carry on. Finish your tangent.
Was I answering a question? Now, it's appropriate.
No, I think you Dan Dibert, 1-6-24. Thank you very much.
1-6-24, January 6th?
Yeah, that's recent.
That's I'll not be that, leaving that's you a all return. That capital was it about the.
It was, I will not be leaving you a return phone number. I feel you can figure that out. Calling because I'm driving home is going to talk to you about something. So you know what? People leave voicemails.
Yeah, well, that's stupid, and I shouldn't have done that. And there were other things going on in this country on January 6th that probably had my attention. So I was probably.
That's funny.
That's actually as bad as what happened on January 6th. Me leaving you a voicemail. That's pretty bad.
Nah.
I'm very mad at myself for leaving you a voicemail.
Well, and especially because I don't ever delete them. So they pick you up at the airport.
Yep.
They watch your dog while you're on vacation.
Yep.
They attend your family's events. So not just your events.
So far, the first two I have to pay people to do. So well, that third one, I've never paid anybody to.
Well, there you go. They know way too much.
Yeah.
They'll run errands with you, like an evening out or whatever. Just like, let's go. Go to Target or Costco or whatever. I love Costco. Don't even get me started. They pick you up after surgery. They can get you through a breakup. They'll help you move. That's a huge one, especially as we get older.
Yeah.
They'll be in your wedding, but I don't know that people still do that anyway.
Yeah.
They'll always be your plus one. So that's how you know if you have a tenured friend. Do you have a tenured friend that you're not married to?
I think this is, you know, you called that a checklist. I think this is a chick list because
what do you mean a chick list?
I don't like, this is a weird, like the, I don't know. Like, I feel like I have friends. I have people that I haven't talked to in 10 years that if I ran into them at the bar today, we would exactly pick up right where we left off. Nothing will have changed. And it doesn't really, and I think that's a lot of people. I think that's a lot of my friends that I could do that with. So, yeah.
But I think it's the more reliance on them. Of like, if you needed, if someone had to come bail you out in the middle of the night and nobody could find Jenny, who would you call? I think that's your
tenured
friend.
But I wouldn't leave a voicemail. But I wouldn't leave a voicemail.
And I'd be like, well, first of all, it wouldn't have come from you. It would have come from the Waukesha County Jail for whatever you did.
Yeah.
But yes, we are tenured friends, I believe. Like, you'd pick me up at the airport. You'd help. If I called you in the middle of the night, like, with a need...
Yeah.
You would not ask questions. You'd be there. That's, I think that's kind of.
Oh,
the,
I would ask. I'd be there,
well,
but the questions
there.
Would not stop.
And
once
then
I got
you would
there.
Ask the questions. You wouldn't ask me questions first. You'd be like,
you
where
ask
do you
over
need
the phone.
Me? Correct. You don't
We're
want it recorded.
We're not putting that information out
you know
there,
what I mean?
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, and James is completely right. they have dirt on you.
Yes, right. Well, that's the thing before.
Yeah, they know stuff. Yeah. But I just thought it was kind of interesting that to have like usually I would just say chosen family. Like my friends that are like that, I would say they're like my chosen family. But now we can say tenured friend. Did you get tenure? You know I did.
Yeah.
I helped him move, baby.
All right.
Also, it is so, at some point, if you can afford to pay for movers, yeah, don't ask your friends to help you move.
Yep, never. Yes, if you can pay for it. No. And don't do that to yourself either. Like,
correct.
Just pay for the movers. That is the, I remember the first time we moved with movers, because, you know, in radio, not, you know, you don't have a lot of money when you're starting off in radio. In fact, when you're finishing off in radio, you often don't have a lot of money. And, we moved from town to town, up and down the dial. Baby, you and me were never meant to be, but maybe, no, I'm sorry. I'm doing the whole, I'm doing the WKRP theme. But so yeah, move like five or six times, I counted it once. We moved 11 times just for radio and stuff. But anyway, so the first three or four, you're moving on and you don't have a whole lot, but it's getting more and more. And then I remembered I moved somewhere and they paid for movers. And I thought this was like, that's the greatest benefit in all of, you know, in all of radio. They will pay for your movers, and you know, they just come into your house, take all your stuff. You pack up the small stuff, they come in and take all the big stuff and they put it at my new house and I don't just got to drive there.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing.
It's a game changer, right? It's like the first time you have in unit laundry.
Yes.
And you're like, what? I don't have to like get quarters and go into a scary basement.
Nope, we've never lived in, well, we lived in an apartment, I get, but that was when we were still at home, and so we would use her parents' or my parents' laundry, because it was close enough to our actual house, to their house, but yeah, every place we've lived since that first one, I've never had to share a laundry with somebody, I can't
you've
even
You've never
imagine.
Lived until you've done 12 loads of laundry at a laundromat.
I know. all right.
Oh, gosh.
Now it's time for the greatest video.
I just want a disclaimer that I don't think this is the greatest video of all time. I'm a little skeeved out by this.
I may be overselling this just a tad bit as far as the greatest video of all time, but this video is fantastic. This video comes courtesy of employees at the Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia. They are doing their best to act like mother foxes as they feed and care for an orphaned kit. It's
poor
a baby
buddy.
Fox, yes. That found their way into their care. Here's how they're doing it. I'm just going to show you the video. This is what they're doing. Remember, they're feeding an orphaned kit, or a baby fox, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. Here we go.
I hate it so much. It's so disturbing to me.
The fox, look at it.
Like, I have a lot of questions. First of all, there's
Watch this.
Why does it gotta make eye contact?
The mouth moves, it's actually talking to you.
And it's also like laying on another person, or is that just a stuffed animal?
I'm assuming that's a stuffed animal of some kind, but look, they're just wait, come on, look at the camera again. Do the mouth thing again. Come on.
No, don't do it again.
Yeah,
do it again.
The mouth thing again.
Why does someone this is a furry, y'all. Like, somebody doesn't just have this laying around their house for no reason. I find this. Stop looking. Oh, God, it just keeps looking at me. It's so disturbing.
Shut up, Nicole.
Am I the only, like, in the comments, am I the only one that's freaked out by this? Yes, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I just find it.
What?
And the noise is bad, too. Ugh. I don't know why, but I'm so disturbed by that whole thing. In case you are only listening and we're not watching, it was someone in a giant fox head with a mouth that moved feeding a tiny baby kit. Is that what it's called?
Baby kit, yes. Oh, well, a kit. Baby kit. Which would be a baby, because all kits are babies, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Lordy, that was fantastic.
Ugh, so gross.
Let's see. Yes. Furry wannabes. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly right. That's what Information Society Paul says. Nope, this is illegal in several states.
Several states.
So, you know what this reminds me of? There,
oh,
do you
God,
remember?
What?
Oh, well, it's not quite as bad, but do you remember there was, they were trying to get, what was the bird? Was it the heron? No, it wasn't herons. It was, what was it? Was in central Wisconsin. It was around Baraboo. Was it? What's the bird that has that is like the loon? I think it was the loon, not loons, but the what they're like loons. What is the bird? They make that noise. We have them all around. Cranes. They were trying to get a bunch of sandhill cranes to learn to fly south for the winter.
Okay.
And the cranes, because these were, I guess they had never done it, and they were up here. So they actually dressed a guy up in a crane suit with the big beak and everything, and they flew one of those little go-kart with wings. It's not an airplane, but it's that little...
No.
They flew it in front to keep the crane, to teach the cranes how to fly home. And they would fly this thing down to Florida. They would go to Florida
what?
In this little gas-powered go-kart with wings. And the guy was dressed up in like feathers and a bird costume. And I think, if I remember right, the front of the go-kart thing had like a beak on the front of it. So it was, and they would land and
you
feed
have
and
to
do
be
a,
joking.
No, no. The great, and I don't know that they do it anymore because I think they taught the cranes to migrate, but. Yeah, that reminds me of that.
Yeah, I can imagine why. That is also, I mean, people have a lot more commitment to the survival of the species than I have. Because I'm not strapping myself to essentially a lawnmower with wings and flying to Florida dressed as a chicken in order to say, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To save a species.
Let's
it's a good thing there are better people in the world than I am.
Right. And you know what? It's funny you say that because, right, like those people wearing that costume, feeding that fox, they're doing it because they're trying to save the animal, right? They actually don't care what you and I think of them. They're actually doing it to save the animal. And I am glad those people exist, but I'm also glad that we can sit around and make fun
right.
of them.
Right. And I'm glad it's on video and that we can make fun of it.
Let's see. It's in the intro to Beverly Hills Cop 4. Axel Fox's, it's actual Foley. Axel's revenge takes on those who did that Fox wrong. Very nice. Carla says, I happen to see that video. And yes, very strange. Mm-hmm. There, Paul. Yeah, they made a movie about that. Fly Away Home. Yeah.
Really?
Where they were teaching. Yes. Yep. And they used to fly right over. It was like Baraboo, Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. I think the Horicon Marsh is where they were starting that from. And they would fly them home and do all that.
Yeah. Again, very thankful for them. Very thankful I don't have to be them.
Jeff says, I just saw that story on the Travel Channel. Very interesting, actually. It was interesting. And again, like you said, I am happy those people exist for the actual animals because I don't think that I could do it.
Yeah.
So, but actually, you know what? I say that, but if it were puppies, right? Like if they said, hey, the best way to train these puppies is to wear a big dog head on your face. But the problem is I couldn't do it. I would be like talking to the dog the whole, right? I'd be like, oh, hello, no, no. I would screw it up by not acting like the dogs.
By danning it.
Yeah. I would dan it up for sure.
Sure, sure, sure.
So,
but
yeah.
You know what? The puppy's not going to, well, maybe they'll know. I don't know. What do they know? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how they perceive things. Like, they like to tell us how everybody perceives things, but we really just don't know how they're perceived.
Before we go, one more.
No, God, why? Ugh. Good night. That is just disturbing.
Hold on. I want him to talk again one more time. Then we can, okay, listen. Oh, it's cute.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to the webcast.
Ugh. This is a weird OnlyFans page, let me tell you that. Ugh.
All right.
Well, everyone, that our very first video in one of our episodes.
That's
so
right.
Thanks, Dan, for bringing that little gem in.
It's going to be, it's actually still playing. I don't know if you can hear it in the background there.
Oh, I could hear it. We're never going to survive. That is for sure. But this has been episode 46 of the Still Spinning Podcast. Of course, you can find out more information, how to become a spinner, get your merch, share with your friends, stillspinningpodcast.com. More the merrier. We love to have you. Our spinners get bonus content nearly every week. They get, we'll just say regular, they get regular bonus content, episodes that are not released to the public, that are only released to our spinners. And if you think we get weird in our normal episodes, boy howdy, you should really be a spinner to find out what strange things
when we don't care.
Weird paths.
Like this we kind of care. Right. This we kind of care. It's like, oh, it's on Facebook. A lot of people are watching. When we don't care, it's really weird.
Yeah. So. Which makes it very fun. Yeah. But you can find all of that on our webpage, stillspinningpodcast.com. Otherwise, we will be back here next week, Monday at, right, Dan? Are you good next week, Monday?
Yes, okay. Monday. Yep.
Next week, Monday at 7 o'clock Central Time. We hope you have a fantastic week. And when we see you next, it will be April. Right?
I don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I'm assuming you're right.
I'm assuming I'm right as well. I'm pretty sure.
Seven days.
I got to fact check it. Now I got to fact check it.
I think you're right.
Yes, indeed. It will be. April 1st. Help us all.
April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Also, my mom's birthday. Who knows what shenanigans we'll be up to on April Fool's.
Yeah.
How dare you, Daniel? How dare you?
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.